But it's a good one.
It's interesting.
It's a good one.
We are trying Plank Road Pizza. Mm-hmm. We have the PB&J pizza.
So, typically, this pizza is about, I don't know,
small.
It's very small.
It's about small.
6 inches across? 8 inches? Seven?
I have a question. Is that what all the pizzas there are like?
No, this is just, this one's, it's kind of, sort of meant for kids 10 and under.
It's on the kids menu.
However,
as much.
However, we were told.
All right.
We were told the other day, though, a man probably about 30 came in and ordered one of these for himself. So the age range, it's not only children, although it is more commonly children.
Okay. Interesting.
We were there. We asked one of the people there a couple of questions about the pizza, and the pizza is made, I'd say, kind of like a half peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So you got, like, you know, obviously your dough, and then they just put some peanut butter, and then with the jelly, instead of, like, spreading it all across, they actually make it into a P, an R, and a P, which stands for Plank Road Pizza.
Yeah, and they have this little, like, you can kind of see the kitchen from the front, and they have, like, this little squirt bottle, almost like a ketchup bottle, and they, like, squirt the jelly onto there into a writing. It's a fun time.
Don't go in the side door.
Don't go
I almost
door.
Went in the side
There's
door. Don't
entrance.
Go in the small door.
There's one entrance. Go through it. There are many other doors. Don't get confused.
Yeah, it's the one that if you park in the back, you have to walk all the way around. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
So it sounds annoying.
One thing I will say, though, I do enjoy that they write Plank Road Pizza's initials on the pizza. However, I don't think it's a proper jelly to peanut butter ratio.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. This is
close. So... We were talking about this. Yes. Con and I were talking about this, how, like, any peanut butter and jelly sandwich you have, it never feels like there's enough jelly on there.
Yeah, never.
Like, never. I am in favor of pro jelly. We'll, you know what we'll do? We're gonna put a poll in there, and we're gonna see... Be quiet.
do you prefer a stronger peanut butter flavor or a stronger jelly?
Yes. That's what we shall put in there. I wanna see what y'all think. Personally, we are both jelly fans. How about you, Craig?
Controversial opinion. I don't put jelly on my peanut butter sandwich.
Wait, that's a peanut butter sandwich!
That's so bad!
Why do you just like peanut butter?
I don't know. Peanut butter tastes good.
You vanilla person.
I'm a vanilla person, but I still
You're
like jelly
You're not a vanilla person.
My...
You like jelly on your peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Anyways, the pizza.
Let's actually get
it's,
into this
the
pizza.
The whole thing is smothered with peanut butter. It's
smothered?
Almost like if you have like a red sauce, it's... Like, that is the peanut butter.
There's no, like,
and then the,
cheese.
Yeah, it's
air
literally,
quotes,
it's
cheese.
Literally
peanut butter because
okay.
It's not actual cheese.
Okay, so I'm cheese. Putting it in my mouth. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
I feel like it's just a regular peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Almost.
It's
one thing
crunchy.
I will say, yeah, I like that it's baked, so it's, like, crispy, crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
What about the peanut butter and, like, and jelly? Are those, like, warm?
So,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we had this sitting for a little bit just because of the commute.
Yeah, also, we got... We got back, story time.
Oh, yeah.
We got back, and we couldn't get in until 2:30.
Into the school, no.
Yeah, the man
into
cracked
the
door open, said, you can't come in until 2:30.
It was 2:27.
And away.
It was 2:27. And, of course, because we're good kids and we respect school rules, we just, like, waited there for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, no big deal. But in the meantime,
cold.
The pizza did cool down. Mm. So you can definitely tell the peanut butter is melted onto it. So
I don't
like
it
warm at some point.
Mm.
Now it's just liquidy cold peanut butter. But I don't have a problem with it.
One thing I will say about the crust, kind of unrelated to the fact that it's peanut butter jelly, the crust is like nice and like properly cooked to where it's not burned.
Yeah.
There are so many like... I hate burned pizza crust. That's why I normally don't like brick oven style. But, like, they did a great job with this crust. It's not burned at all. It's really good. And I think that adds a lot to the pizza.
And I do like when we had the conversation with the employee. She was very helpful. She answered all of our questions with a smile, even though they were dumb ones.
Mm-hmm.
But she did point out that this crust is, it's literally just the same as all the other crusts they use for the pizza. And I think that was a smart move. If it were to have been sweetened at all, I think it just would have been too much.
Mm-hmm.
Missed the oil.
General consensus.
I give it a thumbs up.
I give it
I enjoy
a
it.
Thumbs up. I do too.
Especially if I were a child and my food came out and it had like writing on it and it tasted like peanut B&J, I'd be like, heck yeah, man.
Plus, I think it's just an interesting idea because like, traditionally, pizza is not like, it's not a sweet thing.
It's,
unless you're in favor of pineapple on pizza.
I am.
We're not going to get into that now. We're not going to get into that now. So, it's not like, I have never looked at a pizza before and been like, let's make it into half a sandwich.
Mm.
I've never thought about it like that.
Mm.
So I think it's really innovative and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty cool.
It's pretty small. It did take about 20 minutes for the food to come out to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it's not the most time efficient, but it's, like, a small, it's locally owned, like, that kind of thing. I think it's kind of a nice place to, the atmosphere is very cool.
Hmm.
They have a couple tables, nothing huge.
Yep.
I've only been to a couple places down in Old Cottleville.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it seems like a good community.
Yeah.
It is. It's cute. Mm-hmm. I love any sort of like old town.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute. Like Old Town St. Peter's is pretty cute. Watch me use cute way too often.
Old Town St. Charles, I worked down there, and it's just a neat little place.
It's pretty cute.
The scenery.
It's pretty cute.
Pretty cute.
Kana is pretty cute today.
I'm just like a frat boy.
Yes, she is. So I think that pretty much concludes it. It's pretty good. We'll leave the thing about peanut butter and jelly probably underneath the podcast.
So
and
cast your votes.
Cast your votes. We want to hear your voices, people.
Yes. Pork and pork.
We'll probably remember to talk about it in the next one.
Craig, you will definitely remember to put it.
No,
like, I mean,
talk
about it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
we'll
discuss the results. We'll reveal the results to you guys.
End the podcast.
Okay.
We'll get back to you guys.
Yeah, we'll get back to you in some way. All right, bye.